Good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Good morning, good Monday morning. It is now 10:01 a.m. on, as I turn the page of my calendar, Monday, November 17th, 2025. I often don't know what day it is unless I look at the calendar, just because I don't know. The last few years have been a blur and I just don't keep track anymore. I mean, I kind of have to a little bit, obviously, because if I have appointments and stuff, then I kind of have to keep track. But knowing the date is just such a, it's such a earthly thing. And there's a lot of very otherworldly stuff going on right now with the solar flares and the Schumann resonance being off the charts, and the, you know, the solar energies and ascension energies and all the etheric energies just being really high. They hit me about, I would say, a couple of hours ago, like during Mark's show, when I was in the kitchen making my protein shake, which I just had a little while ago. And I'm standing there at my kitchen counter, and all of a sudden, boom, I feel it in my head. And it feels like, some of you can probably relate to this. For me, it feels like all of a sudden I get this almost like an energetically fizzy feeling in my head, and it starts to like blowing up a balloon, which sounds strange, but that's the best way I can describe it. It just starts to feel like my head is expanding. My consciousness is actually expanding. So maybe that's what I am feeling. I'm guessing that's probably what it is, but it feels good. It's very interesting when you're, you know, trying to get work done, but I just go with it. So I'm used to it now. It's been happening since 2018. So it's just, you know, sometimes it's stronger than other days, but the last few, like I'd say the last few days this past week have been really strong. Today, and like the 3 or 4 days before that, I don't really look at the Schumann resonance because I know it's just off the charts and I don't totally understand what I'm looking at anyway, but I can feel it. I don't even need to look at anything. I know exactly what's going on when it's happening. I know, and I know why. Mainly because we're all just being upgraded. And I'm really pleased to say that with these upgrades that have been happening energetically to everyone on the earth, whether you can feel it or not. I can only speak for myself, but so I will. And for me personally, I have noticed that I've been being given new abilities, and I'm being given new information, new awarenesses. I'll realize that, like, I can do something that I couldn't do, you know, last month or last year. Just different intuitive gifts that are really coming online. It kind of blows my mind sometimes. It really does, because it's like, you know, here I am in this very, very finite physical body, and yet we are all that way, and we are all actually infinite spiritual beings who are, like I said, infinite. You know, there is no limit to who we are, because who we are at a soul level is just energy. So when you think of it that way, it makes more sense, and it's kind of something that can really blow your mind, because it's hard to imagine, you know, it really is. But that is, in fact, what's happening. So if you're feeling anything that I'm feeling, then I'm happy for you. And I would love to hear if any of you actually are feeling expanded or floaty or, you know, blissed out or not so great either, because sometimes the effects can be different. They're not always blissful. Sometimes you feel like bleh, and you want to just stay in bed all day. Not that that's a bad thing. I actually love my bed. I was so grateful for my bed last night. I was just lying there and I was like, I crawled into bed and I was just like, oh my God, I love my bed so much. It's the most comfortable bed. I have a Tempur-Pedic mattress, but I know there are other types that are really comfortable too, but mine personally, I've just had it for, gosh, my mattress is, let's see, it's got to be a good 15 years old, my mattress. And, you know, a good mattress can last a really long time. And with the Tempur-Pedic, you don't have to turn them over or anything like you do with a regular mattress, which is good because it's really heavy and I can't lift it up. So it's good that it doesn't need to get turned. But I've got my little setup because of my digestive issues that I sometimes have. So I sleep kind of at a 45-degree angle. Yeah. Not upright, like a 90-degree angle, but like a 45-degree angle, you know, half upright. And for me, I have my pillows set up in a certain way so that I just kind of lean back and it's just so comfortable. It's like a recliner, you know? So everything is soft and squishy. I've got the Tempur-Pedic pillows and it's just, it's phenomenal. And so I ordered something from Pottery Barn, which I don't usually do because their stuff is great, but you know, it's kind of expensive too. I think it's overpriced actually, but whatever. I don't worry about money when I really want something. Because I don't think that's a good idea. I think that shows the universe that if I don't worry about the money when I want, if I really want something, I know I'm really going to love it and it's expensive, I'll buy it anyway, because I'll know I'm showing the universe that I'm in abundance instead of lack. And I think that's always a really good thing, because when you do that, you show the universe, yeah, this is how I honor myself. This is how I take care of myself. And the universe sees that and says, oh, okay, let me give you more of that, more abundance, more of what makes you happy. And that's been my experience. I'm not just saying that. That actually has happened for me my whole life. So when I talk about my life, I talk about it not to brag, but I talk about it to show people what's possible, honestly. And it's all true. So the life I have lived, I have come to know and learn recently that my life is one that is supposed to be showing other people what's possible. And I think I'm a pretty unassuming person. I walk around like everybody else and do my thing. But I'm sure that those of you who listen to the show will kind of get what I'm talking about when I say this. There are things about my personality makeup that are a little bit different in some ways than most people. And there's a fire inside me that burns very brightly. And like I said, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but there's a spark in me that can light a spark in other people. And I've been seeing more and more of that happen. And I'm really happy about that, because kind of one of my purposes to inspire people. So I'm happy to be able to do that anyway. It's one of the reasons I'm here. Hopefully I can inspire someone who needs to be inspired or who just wants to feel a little bit uplifted. And I'm happy to do that. But so anyway, the Pottery Barn story. I ordered a wedge pillow. It was from Pottery Barn Teen. I don't know why they didn't have it in Pottery Barn Adult. But I ordered it from Pottery Barn Teen. And it's just this wedge pillow that's like a wedge. You know what a wedge pillow looks like. And it's similar to the setup I already have in my bed, which is I've got like three pillows stacked together and then another pillow on top of them. So it's super comfortable. But I bought this wedge thinking that, you know, it would be simpler than having to like put three pillows together. So we'll see how it goes. But I haven't opened the box yet. The box is sitting here in my foyer waiting to be opened. It's a huge box, but it's very light. It's really funny. It's deceptive. Excuse me one sec. So anyway, I'm looking forward to opening that and seeing how I can incorporate that into my bedding. Because I really love getting good sleep. I love it. Sleep is the best. And I'm sure a lot of you can appreciate that. Because a lot of people have trouble with sleep, and that's no fun. I'm thankful that I usually get really good sleep. Always been grateful for that. Some people say they have trouble shutting their brains off when they go to bed. But I guess mine just, you know, turns itself off automatically. So let me tell you all how to go over to the Facebook page. I am doing this with you as we speak. So go to your device or your computer and go to the web and hit. Wait a minute. Hit 12radio.com. And that will take you over to another page where you will see some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So you want to hit chat, and that'll take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you have not joined the group yet, you can join the group and you'll be let in fairly quickly, I believe, by Serena, my producer, standing by to be of service. And if you scroll down, once you're in the group, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And then you can make comments. You can ask questions. I welcome questions. I love questions. Questions are my favorite because I love to answer questions. That's why I'm here. I love to impart knowledge, and I love to share thoughts and wisdom and all kinds of good things. I am many things. I am actually shifting my work. It's ever evolving, and I'm really happy about that. So my work is evolving even more, and it's very exciting to me. I was having this awareness yesterday and just realizing that I and all of us really, you know, when you stop and outgrow your old self, you have to kind of clear out the old stuff and make room for what's coming and what's new and what you actually want to step into. So that's totally clear to me that that's what I've been doing, and that's what I am doing now. I've been preparing, and I've been allowing and going inward and just kind of, you know, chopping wood and carrying water, as they say. Just doing what needs to be done, as well as listening to my higher self and allowing myself to really do what feels good, what puts me in a good state of mind. And I'm normally I'm a happy person at my very core, thank God. I always have been. It's just me. Yes, there are things that can make me angry, for sure. Excuse me. There are things that, you know, can upset me from time to time. There are things that can make me sad. I'm human, right? But at my core, that's what I'm talking about. And like I talked about last week, you know, like if you hold, you have to hold a cork underwater in order to get it to stay there. If you let go, the cork pops up to the surface. And that's kind of how I feel. I'm thankfully very blessed and grateful to be able to say this, that my cork is usually on the surface. So it's good. And I'm sure you can hear it, you know, when I talk and in my energy. You know, and like I said, there are reasons why sometimes the cork gets held down for a little while if I get upset about something. But in general, if I'm just walking around, I'm good and I'm thankful. So where was I going with that? In service to what I'm now cultivating in my work, I'm so excited. My whole body just lights up when I think about it, because I know that the stuff that's coming is going to enable me to really help in a big way the people who are called to my energy. And when I work, usually I work one-on-one. I can work in groups if I do it a little bit differently. If I'm addressing a group, I can definitely do that. But when I'm actually working with someone, I work best one-on-one because it's just the way my energy works best. I'm a human design projector. And our focus is such that it's penetrating. So I really can only penetrate one person at a time really well. If I'm in a group, yes, I'm feeling everyone to some extent, for sure, like quite a bit actually. But if I really wanna, what I really love to do and what feels best to me is to actually connect with one person, like in conversation. So when you're working with me, you have my full attention. I'm not thinking of anything else. I'm not focusing on anything else. I'm right with you. And you're the only person in my universe in that moment. So so that's a really good thing about projectors. We just have that kind of focus where we can really see into you and see things that you probably don't even see yourself. So it's a really great ability to have, and I'm thankful that I do. So where was I going with that? I know I keep losing my train of thought today. I told you the energies are super high, so I just kind of free fall when that happens. I kind of go wherever the energy leads me, which is basically what I do anyway. But let me get back to the Facebook chat, because I want to invite you all in and say hello to all of you. And like I said, I want to invite you all in to experience some of what I might be able to help you with if you have questions. Being a spiritual psychology practitioner is very helpful. I can definitely help you in that way. I can help you intuitively. I can help you with my projector guidance. And there is no question I would not welcome. If I can't answer it, if it's not in my wheelhouse, like if you're going to talk to me about, you know, water engineering, that's not my forte. I know somebody else who can talk to you about that and know a lot about it, but it's not me. But that's not what we're here for. We're here for spirituality. And spirituality that connects with our everyday life. Because, you know, even though we're spiritual beings, we're walking around in very physical human bodies. And that's what we need help with a lot of the time. Because we need to get through this life and we need to learn our lessons. We came here for very distinct purposes and we want to fulfill those purposes. I feel like so many of us in the spiritual community have this feeling of, I know I'm here for a reason, But what is it? And the real reason that you're here depends largely on your energy. And human design has been very helpful for me in helping people figure out their purpose, because it lines it right out and shows you exactly what your purpose is. There's no question. It's like, what's my purpose? Here. This is it. This thing right here. Many things, especially your incarnation cross, will show you what your purpose is. And then you can take that and turn that into something tangible that you can actually sink your teeth into and get good at. So my purpose is to make the world a more beautiful place. Literally, that's part of what my incarnation cross says. And I do that by making improvements on a small scale and a large scale. It's just what I'm here to do. So I'm going to go into the Facebook chat and see if you guys have any questions, if you guys and gals have any questions, if you, any of you lovely people, I would love to answer. All right. Hey, Renee. All right. I am loving all of the comments as we go. Hi, Rob. It's good to see you. And Rob says, I am really enjoying my deep dive into human design. Thank you for guiding me to this. You are so welcome. That makes me feel so good. I'm so happy. It's amazing. It's so accurate. I can't even. Like, it shocks people. Everybody I talk to, when I look up their chart and their design, and I give them information, and I was just talking about this yesterday. Whenever I give someone information, they're just amazed. They're totally amazed. And someone else was mentioning this to me as well. It's too accurate. It's too accurate not to take it seriously. It's just really amazing how accurate human design is. So I'm really glad you're enjoying it, Rob, and I'm happy that I could share it with you. Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. Hey, Tara. She says, good morning. Hey, Kat. I'm happy you're here. I'm so happy to have the people I love here with me. Kat is my bestie. And Kat actually is the one who was talking to me about human design, and she was sharing charts with some people because Kat is like really, really good at that. And she was sharing how people were telling her how accurate it was and how amazing. How did she know these things, right? Yeah, that's exactly the response I get all the time. Like, how do you know this? That's so accurate. Because human design is how you're designed as a human. It just is. And of course, you know, the background of it makes perfect sense. It's kind of wild how it came about, and I can't even tell you the whole story. It's a little more in-depth than I'm prepared to share right now in this high state of euphoria that I'm in. But it makes a lot of sense when you hear it. Okay. Kat has a question. I love questions. Okay. She says, okay, Lori, I'm going to pop a question. How have you expanded your capacity to receive more when you've hit your ceiling? I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the thought that just went off in my head, which is, I don't know if I have a ceiling. So Kat goes on to say, you know, I'm transpersonal, so hearing your lived experience will be most supportive. That is such a good question. It is such a good question. So I don't honestly know that I have a ceiling, Kat. And I know that's probably not helpful. But me personally, I know in my heart of hearts and in my soul that I am so worthy of anything I desire that it's gonna come. I have doubts at times for some things, but I just kind of skate along and know that things are gonna come. I don't know. That's a really good question. My lived experience is just, I've never felt that anything is beyond me. I've never felt that anything is too good for me. I have always felt that, yes, this is, of course, what I can have. I had a job a while ago where I would go into people's homes and these people, a lot of them were very wealthy. And some of the homes were just like mansions, beautiful, luxurious mansions. And I would go into these homes and not really blink an eye because I did not live in a mansion myself. However, to me, living in a mansion was always a possibility. It was not something that I thought could never happen to me. It's really all about possibilities when you boil it down. This is what I feel. If you know and see that other people have these things and other people do certain things, why wouldn't you be able to have and do those things? There's really no reason in my mind why I should not be living in a mansion. And I'm not saying I live in a mansion now, but am I open to living in a mansion? And is it a distinct possibility that I used to live in a mansion or I could one day live in a mansion? Yeah, I don't have any doubt about that because I know that I don't have to figure out how things are going to happen. Things in my life have always just kind of happened in the most surprising ways and in ways that I never could have conceived of. And the things that I might have thought, you know, like, how would that ever happen, have happened. And the best way is really, honestly, it's all about self-worth. It's all about knowing that you are a human being, but you are truly a spiritual being. And you're just in this human body for a while. And by a spiritual being, I mean God energy. And God energy, for one thing, that makes you infinitely worthy of anything that you're desiring. And if you're desiring it, it's because spirit put the desire there in the first place, because you and spirit are one. So you're not separate. You're desiring it because you are God trying to expand, like the universe trying to expand itself and wanting to experience everything. But yeah, I know that might be, like I said, I have a unique perspective, like I was saying before. And this might not be everybody's experience, of course. But I don't feel like we need to have a ceiling. And I feel like Mama Gina calls it a havingness level, right? So, yeah, a lot of people, I know what you're saying is true. I know a lot of people do kind of go to the edge of their havingness level. And I can remember doing it once or twice with certain things, but I broke through. Uh-oh. I hope I didn't just lose you. Serena, are you still there? Okay, just checking. I thought I lost you for a second because somebody broke in with a phone call. Okay. So increasing your havingness level. I'm just feeling into it. It's really just getting comfortable with going to the next level. Because that's knowing, okay, this is the key, like knowing that you're here to expand. The key is to know that that's why you're here. You're not here to be limited. You're an unlimited, infinite being. So why would you have a ceiling on anything that you're desiring? I was saying last week, go big, like go big or go home, right? Don't play small. We're not here to play small. We're here to expand. We're here to be expansive. We're here to have, do, desire really just about anything that you want. And most people cannot align with that because it's not how we're brought up. We're brought up in a very, oh gosh, limiting way. And it actually, like, I cringe as I say that because it hurts me to see people behaving in scarcity and living in lack. And everybody comes here, obviously, for their own experience. And I can't judge someone else's experience. I really wish people would stop calling me during my radio show. Everyone's experience is their own. And yes, we shouldn't judge anyone else's process. We have to give everyone the dignity of their own process. However, we were not put here to suffer. We were not put here to be limited. We were put here to whatever we're facing, even if we're facing a life with limitations of some sort, and we all have some sort of limitation, we're here to learn how to expand. And what better way to expand than to break your ceiling, break through your ceiling and go higher in your havingness level? I love this question, Kat. Thank you so much for it. I hope you guys got that. My people keep interrupting me with my phone. Oh my goodness. Something is trying to distract me right now. Okay, so that, since you asked for my lived experience, that is my lived experience. The few times I have, you know, touched a ceiling or, you know, hit the top of my havingness level, I relax and I just move into allowing, because if you're hitting a ceiling, that's just resistance. And I'm not about that. I do not want to be in resistance or judgment about anything. And that's a lot of it too. A lot of people judge having too much or not wanting to be the person that they have to be in order to have what they want. That's really a big one. We really have to be the person who would have what it is that we want. And sometimes we're not there yet. Sometimes we're not ready. But in order to get ready, you have to know that that's exactly what is happening. And that's exactly why you're being presented with the opportunity to grow. So that you can step into the person, the identity of the person who you want to be, who would have the thing that you want. That's really, without all these interruptions, that's the best way I can explain it. Okay, so that is my lived experience. My lived experience is that I know that I deserve whatever I really want. If it's a heartfelt desire and it's, I know it's going to help me, it's going to help other people. And I know it's not out of ego, and I know that it's coming from love and not fear. I know that it's something that's meant for me. So I know that it's something God wants me to have. I know it. So anything that, and I feel this in people sometimes, often actually. So this question is perfect because I'm sure a lot of people are being affected by this, just about everyone, actually. I can feel when there's some sort of an edge in someone where they, like they're going further and going further, and all of a sudden the brakes go on. But that's why. And like the best way is to just, to just know it's fear. It's just fear, and fear's not real. So if you can allow that fear energy to just shift by just relaxing and allowing yourself to receive, because a lot of people have trouble receiving really well. And that's another thing in my own personal experience, my lived experience. I've always been a really good receiver. Don't ask me how, honestly, how I came into the world this way. I just did. I can't explain it. I don't know why. I have just always known that I was deserving of the things that I want in my life. No idea why. I'm just very fortunate in that way. But I do know that. And I really feel like it has to do with just knowing who I really am as a child of God. If you want to look at it in the framework of, you know, God, like if God is my father, then my father is going to take care of his children, right? And my father is going to want his children to have everything. And if you're not looking at it that way, you can still look at it like the universe has your back. The universe has your back. Spirit wants all good things for us. And of course, we came here to learn lessons too. Yeah. But that's how we learn. The lessons sometimes can be challenging, but if we go out of resistance and into allowing, that's when we level up. And learning lessons that we came here to learn automatically raises your consciousness level. Because when you approach something and drop resistance, your vibration rises. And that automatically will make your havingness level rise as well. So I know this is a lot, and it's a combination of things. It really is, but it all boils down to knowing who you are as a God being and Christ consciousness, because we are all Christ consciousness. And that makes us ever deserving. So I can't think of a better way to increase your having this level and, you know, raise your ceiling than that. I really can't. And here Kat says, the cork analogy feels relevant to my question also. It does. Just the requirement to surrender and allow even more. Yeah, exactly. And I've even had to just breathe and not focus on all the beautiful abundance flowing in, but just be in gratitude and focus on enjoyment of everything right here, right now. Perfect, Kat. Perfect. That's exactly right. Because what you focus on increases. So if you're focusing on, yeah, that's actually one of the tools I left out. Gratitude. It's the easiest one, I think, sometimes. Because what you focus on increases. And if you're grateful for what you already have, even if you're uncomfortable having more, if you're grateful, that opens the door to allowing you to receive a little bit more and a little bit more, so you can get comfortable in baby steps, you know? Yeah, it would be great to like win the lottery and like have millions all at once, but are you ready for that? I don't think most people are. They have done studies and followed lottery winners who've won millions, and the people are like broke after a few years because they weren't ready for it. That's the thing. You have to be ready. And sometimes that can take time because, like I said, we're in a human body. And when you're in a human body, we have to learn how to get into the energy of really having the fullness of our desires. Because it just feels so big sometimes. And I remind myself of that all the time. Even with the pretty high ability to receive that I have. And there are moments where I shrink back too. Like if someone, oh gosh, I've had a few conversations with people who almost made me believe that maybe I wasn't worthy. But I know I am because I've already had the things that they say I can't have. And I'm like, wait a second, I've already been there. So you're not going to be telling me that I can't have this when I've already had it. And I'll have it again, even better. So it's just a recalibration of everything that we already know and remembering who we are and why we're here. And we're here for many reasons: to teach, to learn, to experience joy, to learn lessons. And these are all tools that we use in service to all of that. So let me just look and see who else is here in the chat. Hey, Pamela. Hey, Edward. And I'm going to refresh the Facebook chat and see what else you're saying. But I hope some of this is landing. It's a great question, Kat. Thank you. Really great question. Yeah. Hey, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan says, good morning, Lori, and everyone. Good question, Kat, he says. It really, really was. Pamela, she says, I feel like I'm on the edge of a breakthrough. What a great feeling. I'd love to hear more about that if you feel like sharing. If not, that's okay too. But yeah, sometimes you can just feel it, right? That's a good feeling. So when you feel like you're on the edge of a breakthrough, especially if you're breaking through your ceiling and you're raising your happiness level, just allow it to come. Know that you are the person who is worthy of having the thing that you want, or the things that you want, or the, you know, whatever it is, the person that you want. Yeah. I love this conversation. I really do. Because it's just so important, and it's something that nobody ever teaches you, at least not in school, and very few families teach their kids this. My mom was wonderful, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of this type of spirituality when I was growing up. I kind of came upon it myself. And I think that we do that because some of us are just meant to. So my mom was religious, not terribly, terribly religious, but she was Catholic. And I know that she was actually pretty great. My mom was very open-minded about a lot of things, and very spiritual, and she always looked at the bright side, and she was pretty good at receiving too. And I think that's probably one reason I am better at it than most. I kind of watched and learned some things from my mom. And she was just so graceful about everything. And she was in her feminine. And she allowed things to come to her. Because she knew that she was supposed to have them. And when you have a role model like that, I think it's very helpful. So that was, I'm sure, part of why I am the way I am. I'm sure of it. And if you don't have the role models, it's probably going to be a little more challenging. Because our parents, they definitely help shape who we are. One way or another. And even if you have a parent who isn't able to teach you in a positive way, sometimes our parents can teach us in ways that are a little more challenging, but we still learn. I learned that way with my dad. My mom was great. My dad was doing the best he could with what he had and from his consciousness level, you know? And I've done a lot of work with my dad, and I don't hold any charge around that anymore that I know of. I'm pretty sure a lot of it's dropped off. Let's put it that way. But I know that I learned the things that I want in a man from my dad, and I learned things that I don't want in a man from my dad. And I guess it's another one of the reasons why I can see, aside from being a projector, why I can see certain things in people. And it just lets me hone my desire for what I want even more. You know, because sometimes you need contrast, like Abraham says. You get contrast. And contrast isn't always bad. It's just something different. So maybe you're looking for or wanting this thing or this person. And what keeps showing up is the opposite of that. Well, the contrast is showing you what you don't want, perhaps, so that you can hone your desire even more clearly and more precisely, so that when you allow it in by getting into the feeling state of having what you want and relaxing about it and not strangleholding it, when you do that, your desire will come in even better than you ever could have expected. Because that's what's happened for me. Anything I've ever desired, when it comes in, it doesn't come in exactly the way I imagined. It comes in way better. Like, oh my God, this is the thing I wanted, but it's so much better than I could have imagined. Yeah. So. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. Because I want to make sure I'm not missing anyone. And yeah, it's hard for a lot of people because when you come from a place where you've never learned to receive and you've never learned to be worthy, it can be very challenging to get there. But this is why we use the tools that I'm talking about. And the main thing is to know that you deserve and that you are worthy because you are here in a human body. And not everyone gets to come to the Earth School and have a curriculum and learn the things that we chose to learn before we got here. The fact that you were actually given the great gift of being able to come and incarnate into the human body that you're in now, even if it's not perfect, and very few of us are. It's a gift to be here because we get to experience everything and anything that we want. Because we, as God beings, we can create our own reality. We are creating it. You're creating it right now, whether you know it or not, by what you're focusing on. So whatever you're focusing on, let it be good. Let it be good. And allow yourself to get into the feeling state of having whatever it is that you desire. Because if you've hit a ceiling and you feel like, oh, there's some unworthiness there, well, maybe you're not ready for it yet, and that's okay. So take some time and get yourself into the feeling state of being the person who would have what you want. Like I talked about last week, act as if. Last week, I kind of gave like a little mini masterclass on manifesting. And I hope you all heard it, but if you didn't, it's in the on-demand section. But that's literally how you do it. It's how you break through to the next level. You break through your ceiling and get to a higher level of consciousness. It's all about raising your consciousness. When your consciousness rises, that's when your ceiling breaks and you can go higher. And it's just an up-leveling. And also the energies that we're experiencing right now are going to help you with this. Because you're going to be given certain abilities to take your consciousness higher. And your consciousness is going to rise simply due to the energies rising. So that's a good thing. And this is a very feminine energy, I want to say. But the masculine is also there. It's just done a different way. Like when I say, don't resist, just allow. That sounds like a very feminine concept, but it's not like the masculine isn't there in that, because depending on who you are, it really, we all have to do these things, but in different ways. Like a projector is going to operate differently than a manifestor would, for instance. I, as a projector, you know, I'm in a very feminine energy because I, in order to get my desires, I sometimes have to wait for the invitation in certain things when it regards other people. With my own, I can do what I want. You know, I don't have to wait for an invitation to go like buy a car necessarily. But I do like to wait until I have some sort of spark. But say like a manifestor, that's very masculine energy for the most part, because it's very moving forward, initiating, taking action. So this is all the basic way to do it. And you will each do it slightly differently because you are all different. But I have to make way for Serena right now, who has an amazing show coming up. And I sincerely want to thank all of you for being here. I am so grateful. And thank you for the wonderful question. I'm so happy we got to talk about this. And I hope it was helpful. But I want to have you all back next week when I will be back with another show. And so yeah, I'm just going to tell you all right now that I love you, and I'm going to make way for Serena. So you've been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.